You're listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. I'm Rachel Hubbard. President Hargis, we've lit the campus. The fall semester at Oklahoma State University is nearing an end.
It is indeed, Rachel. We had a wonderful event on Tuesday night when we had some holiday magic, and this campus lit up, and it's just glorious. It couldn't be prettier, and we're very excited, and I know our students are excited about getting toward the end of school, although they're probably not excited about finals. We're in dead week this week, and then we call it so-called dead week. We don't have classes this week for the most part, and then finals are all next week, and then we have graduation on December 14th, so it's going to be a real packed 2 weeks, but we're looking forward to it, and then, of course, go to Christmas break.
But lots of things are happening. OSU's aviation program, it was just announced that they've joined an elite group. What's the latest with that program?
Yeah, you're right about that. The aviation program and the OSU Flying Aggies that have been around forever have established a professional development alliance with the Airline Pilots Association. There's only 12 universities in the country that have this connection, and OSU was selected to participate in their outreach mentor program. The Airline Pilots Association is the largest pilot organization. It represents 63,000 pilots at 35 airlines in the United States and Canada. And the alliance is between the association and leading aviation universities like OSU, support students preparing for their careers in the airline industry. Our program has almost doubled recently. The industry is so desperate for pilots. We now have 300 students in our aviation program. And the degrees include for professional pilot, aerospace security, aviation management, and technical service management. We're one of only 18 universities that offer graduate degrees in aviation. Our headquarters are at the OSU Flight Center at the Stillwater Regional Airport. We have 37 airplanes and having just received 5 new Cirrus airplanes for our program. So very exciting, and I'm looking forward to the future.
It's something that's on many of our minds in this short season. Holiday shopping is in high gear, and you have a suggestion for all dog lovers.
I do indeed. OSU is pleased to offer what's called Pete's Treats. It's a tasty new option for the special canine on your list. The first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, who is the co-founder of our Pete's Pet Posse, has wanted the university to have its own treat and wanted it to be a healthy treat. And Pete's Treats are just that. They're the result of a partnership with OSU alumnus Travis Brorson. Now, you all might have heard of Travis Brorson. He's the host of Animal Planet's My Big Fat Pet Makeover. He's in New York and back here in Oklahoma, but he's worked with us on these treats. They're all natural. They're available on the OSU campus or through Travis Brorson, that's BRORSEN.com. A portion of the sales of the treats which have an orange color and peanut butter and wonderful. Yeah, you can eat them, in fact. You probably wouldn't, but you could. Benefits the Pete's Pet Posse. In addition, the partnership provides jobs for adults with developmental disabilities who bake and package the product at 4R Pups in Enid. And finally, I'm proud that the entire project has been funded by an endowment from my mom, Rosalie Hargis, who passed away in 2011. She loved dogs and would be extremely proud of this initiative. Thanks, Mom.
That's Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis.